Adler Killen, we want to thank you so much for being with us. Emergency and pediatric nurse, international board certified lactation consultant, just back from Gaza. That does it for our show. Special thanks to Kevin Rabinovich. Democracy Now! Is produced with Mike Burke, Renee Feltz, Dean Augusta, Messiah Rhodes, Nermeen Sheikh, Maria Tarasena, Tommy Warren, Trina Ndura, Sam Alfa, Tamari Astu, Joe John Hamilton. You can see our interviews with Masab Abu Toha at democracynow.org. I'm Amy Goodman with Juan Gonzalez.
Puberty is when you grow into your adult body, usually between 8 and 14 years old. All that growing brings changes that may make you feel scared, confused, excited, or all of the above. It's all good. You're just maturing. Puberty is a process that lasts years, hits differently for everybody, and can last till you're around 20. So how do the changes show up? You may get pimples, mostly on your face, but on your body too. Hair. The hair you have on your arms and legs may get thicker and darker. And you'll likely grow hair in new places, like your face, armpits, chest, and pubic area. Stretch marks are common too, a sign of your adult body taking shape. Physical changes, from body odor to growth spurts, are just part of the puberty story. All kinds of new feelings may come on too, like crushes, and being sexually turned on. It's super common to feel like your emotions suddenly turn on and off. Sad, angry, or irritated. No matter how you're feeling about all these changes to your body, remember that puberty is a normal part of growing up, and knowing what to expect can help to make it feel a lot less weird or stressful. Want to learn more? Go to PlannedParenthood.org/teens.
Rectangular, rapid-flashing beacons are warning devices at pedestrian crossings. Maintaining safety at these crossings is the responsibility of both pedestrians
Check one,
and
two.
Drivers.
Oh, we're back. We're back, everybody. I don't know what happened to our microphones, but they seem to be working. Kyle, welcome. This is Off the Wall. Do you have any idea what just happened?
I reset some of the voltage because I think these are powered mics. I can't remember. It's been so long since I've had to configure stuff, but we're good now. Yeah, I don't really understand, but we had a we lost the phase of power this week.
It rained a little bit.
Right, and I don't want to get into details, but yeah, so we had like things half working. You, as you understand, 120 volts is what most things run on. We had 50 for a little while, or 58
yeah, that
to
was
61.
Weird.
It was basically a phase was gone. That's been sorted, but we shut everything off. Then we did a bunch of other tests. It's been crazy.
So weird because things were half on and half off. Some things were off completely. Some things were too bright.
So I protected the board by disconnecting stuff, but then reconnected or turned everything back on, and we've been trying to troubleshoot some phone line stuff. Didn't even get a chance for that
everything
yet.
Everything worked except for the microphone, so it was a little awkward at the beginning there.
Well, I turned off voltage and then turned it on. I don't even know if that's what fixed it. I think it may have just been that we were a little flustered.
We were very flustered. And I'm sorry, folks who are listening to the rectangular flashing. You know what? Let's just finish that.
Rectangular, rapid-flashing beacons are warning devices at pedestrian crossings. Maintaining safety at these crossings is the responsibility of both pedestrians and drivers. Be watchful when you see a pedestrian beacon and look for approaching pedestrians, even when the lights are dark. A pedestrian should push the button to activate the signal. When the lights begin flashing, indicate you intend to cross by carefully stepping into the crosswalk. The flashing lights are meant to catch a motorist's attention. When you see them, it means a pedestrian is trying to cross. Be prepared to yield to pedestrians in the crosswalk. Allow pedestrians to completely cross the road, whether or not the lights are still flashing. When pedestrians and motorists follow the rules of the road, everyone can stay safe.
And there you have it. It's that simple. All right, well, we're back. This is Off the Wall. Emmanuel here, Kyle over there. It's going to be one of those shows. This is always going to be a different kind of a show because we were planning something a little different this week just to sort of take the stress off the things we usually talk about. And also, you know, I'm a little distracted because we're running Skype as an experiment because Skype disconnected on Monday. And it didn't disconnect for us, so we still have a Skype call going. So I'm looking at that in the background, seeing how long we can stay attached to a service that Microsoft shut down. Maybe that had some gremlins in our system. Anything's possible.
Yeah, I'll let us move on, but I do want to just make this one point. Mm-hmm. You get what you pay for, people, and I do think if you want to help out, and this doesn't even help us directly, but help the station, WUSB.FM. Find out a way to contribute. When we have Radiothon, maybe stash some funds away for when we're actively fundraising, but I believe you can donate at any time. That goes a really, really long way, and that helps the station specifically, producers and community members like us. We're here because we want to be here. I am not actually an engineer. I mean, I kind of pretend to be one. I play one on the radio, but I am absolutely not. I am an enthusiast, a hobbyist, a kid that built little speaker boxes from Radio Shack parts, if you remember even what Radio Shack was.
Oh, we do.
But I don't know what I'm doing, and I'm proud to say that.
You're in the right place, believe me.
And what we have here is our best approximation of a clandestine secret remote station, and it has worked very well for quite some time, but when things go crazy, as they have and as I've described, we're really winging it, and so that is why we've been having this non sequitur. So please support the station.
Yes.
They'll at least continue to be there for wildly enthusiastic people like us so that we can be here. And we're here because we want to. Whether things work or not, we fumble and troubleshoot our way through them so we can be here to meet the incredible broadcast standards of community radio stations like WUSB. Mm-hmm. So again, please help finance them. At least they're there, and then that gives us a reason to try to be there. WUSB.fm.
And that reminds me, I wasn't able to complete the legal ID on the hour because I didn't have a microphone, so let me just say this is WUSB Stony Brook, broadcasting at 90.1 FM and 107.3 FM, as well as over the internet at WUSB.fm, as Kyle just said multiple times. Yes, and remember, there's nothing as boring as perfection, and we strive to prove that every day at this place.
Well, it's aggravating when you yourself are a bit of a perfectionist. I got to say, I am. I hold myself to incredibly high standards. I'm not, I am enough. Just if you want to get into my psychology.
Your own worst critic.
I am my own worst critic, but I, at the same time, am smart enough to say that I'm enough. I've always been enough, and I always will be enough, whether I do this or do anything at all. But I do strive to be like many of the things that influence and enlighten and inspire me over the years. And I've loved music. I've loved DJs. I've loved production, field production, studios, recording, all of that stuff. I'm not myself necessarily a talented musician or anything, but I've always been encouraged and excited about that. And this is the one thing, and I talk a lot. So that's how I ended up doing this. And that's the magic of a place like this. It allows people that have an interest to become a little bit more than amateur, or at least try every week, to have a chance. So that's all I'm going to say.
Okay, well, now to move on into what we are planning this week, we're going to skip over the usual what did Trump do this week and how our democracy is falling into a pit. There's plenty of time for that. Actually, there's a dwindling amount of time for that, but still, there'll be other instances and there'll be other shows.
It'll be fine.
Yeah, we'll be okay.
It'll all work out.
But you know, the important thing is that your vision is coming up, all right? And it's we only have about 10 days to go before the Eurovision finals take place in Switzerland.
Is there even anything else right now? I know the turquoise carpet is on Sunday the 11th.
It is, yeah. You know, there really shouldn't be anything else because this is the musical event, the kind of award ceremony and party all mixed into one that people in the United States don't pay attention to, which makes it worthwhile because it's really a lot of fun. And let me just say before we go any further, we have a show on this station called Meanwhile in Europe. It's on every alternate Saturday from 6 to 8 p.m. with Emma Backfish. And she really goes into detail. She knows far more than we could ever hope to imagine by just playing the songs that we like. But we have been going through the entries for 2025. What they do is they have two semifinals. I don't know why they're called semifinals because they eliminate something like two or three songs and keep about 20 songs. They do that twice, and then they wind up on Saturday the 17th with a set number. And then they all play the songs live, and there are two different ways of voting. There are juries from each country. You can't vote for your own country. You vote for a different country. You can allocate votes in different ways. And then there's a popular vote where people all over the world, I'm not sure if the United States is eligible, but people all over the world are able to call in and vote for their favorite song, favorite country. And then they add them up in ways that I have tried to understand that I just cannot. There are all kinds of little numbers that don't make sense to me, but that's because I haven't grown up in this. You know, I'm sure there are kids over there in Norway that can explain it to me. We're about the music. And we went through about half the songs, and we have some favorites. Kyle, is there anything that jumps out to you? I have some printed documentation on all the ones that we picked. I think we have about seven here. If you want to pick a country or a song or anything, or just give you one at random.
I really like Malta's. I don't know why. It's okay. Jaunty. It's like empowering and goofy and silly and funny.
It's called Serving.
Uh-huh.
And it's a song by Maltese singer Mirjana Conti. it was the original title of the song, Cant, K-A-N-T, which in Maltese means singing. Maltese, have you ever heard the Maltese language? I have not.
No.
Not knowingly.
I just would point out, if you want a slice of what the video and what the song is like, she's at one point wearing a costume where she's a set dining table. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, the videos are amazing. And you can see all the videos on YouTube. Just type Eurovision 2025, and you can go through all 37 of them.
So she's indeed serving.
It's a night well worth, a night well spent if you do that. Or divide it up into two nights.
It does take a while. There's lots and lots of videos, but it's very well organized. You can take nibbles of it, go through it several at a time, come back to it. And that way you're all caught up. And then, as we said, check out WUSB on Saturdays, alternate Saturdays with Emma Backfish for Meanwhile in Europe.
Let's listen to the song from Maltese.
I got a secret you should know. Come a little closer, whisper slow. I got a secret you should know. People say don't be so loud. Watch your words coming out your mouth. Hands crossed, don't dance and down. Follow the crowd, follow the crowd. Pull up, make them all bow down. Shut up, I'ma be real loud. Get up, I don't back down. Follow me now, follow me now.
That's just so much fun. That really is so much fun to be able to play that on American radio. Again, from Malta. I'm sorry I called the country Maltese. Malta. It's called Serving. Now, the original title of the song was Cant, K-A-N-T, which in Maltese means singing. It's repeated in the chorus through a pun that recalls the expression, serving C-word, used to describe a bold and self-confident person in queer and drag cultures. Now, a host for BBC Radio 2 said that BBC Radio definitely cannot play that song because of that. The European Broadcasting Union had accepted the song as it was, and they said its lyrics would not be changed, but that the song would be revamped. And on March 4th, Maltese broadcaster PBS, believe it or not, stated that the EBU forbade the term cant, K-A-N-T, from being used on stage, and demanded changes to the song's lyrics after the British broadcaster levied a complaint in accordance with Ofcom regulations, and on March 13th, the song's title was changed to Serving for the contest. So there's a lot of drama behind all these songs, and that was no small bit.
Catch me in the right mood, and I am fully serving.
Well, it's just, you know, you think it's just a song, but it's got so much backstory to it, and so much empowerment and beauty, and just the kinds of things that really make you happy sometimes, and we need that. Okay, now that I'm talking about happiness, I have to talk about Albania, because I really like the song from Albania this year. It's called Zjerm, that's spelled Z-J-E-R-M. You know, too few songs, I think, in Eurovision, reflect the actual culture of the country they're representing. But this is a song that I think represents Albanian-style music, at least a little bit. Albanian song with a modern touch. Now, the central motif of the song is fire, symbolizing power, purification, and renewal. It's described as falling on tribal dances, as a link between tradition and change. So let's listen to Zjerm from Albania. From Albania, that is the entry for Eurovision 2025. One of my favorites because it has that traditional feel to it and kind of a modern motif as well. It's all about pain, resilience, and hope with imagery that emphasizes the importance of inner peace, a longing for a world that is free from violence, suffering, and environmental harm. It calls for spiritual and social healing and recognition of the dignity of all people, even those who may be forgotten or marginalized. Kind of thing would be banned in this country now, but it's something beautiful from Albania.
I like how it breaks into this spoken section with a male MC. Or
that guy is something. That voice on him,
super deep. And in the video, again, I'm talking visuals, so definitely if you're interested, check that stuff out. But in the video, he's actually holding a newspaper that is completely on fire on the top. He's wearing shades, so you see the reflection in his glass. It's it is. I think a feeling all of us have when we wake up in the morning.
Yes.
At this moment here in our country. But that kind of stuff, that visual and just how cool and calm he's delivering it, it's a real funny like juxtaposition. Even though it's a serious, very serious message and heartfelt. And as you said, it's like kind of speaking to things that are difficult issues. So, I mean, that's to me truly in the spirit of Eurovision, as I've come to know it, being somewhat of an amateur observer, but getting more into it as we've covered it.
Yeah. Shall we go to Spain?
Please, yeah.
All right. This song is called Esa Diva. It's a song by Spanish singer Melody, written by herself alongside Alberto Fuentes Lerit. It was released last year in December. Let's see what Wikipedia says about this. Doesn't really go into much detail.
Why?
I don't know. I'm looking for a description of the song, and I know when it was released. I know where it was played. Well, I guess we'll just have to let this one play for itself. Esa Diva by Melody, the entry from Spain.
Desde que era bien pequeña, antes de saber andar, fui del mundo la rumbera. Para mí era tan normal. Y descubrí una suprema del teatro, despreciando a los demás del camerino. Pero la supuesta diva, por el eco de una vida que no le pertenecía, se embrujó. Una diva sencilla como un simple mortal.
Yeah, Esa Diva from Melody, the Spanish entry in Eurovision this year. And very Spanish You know, I like when something comes from a country and it sounds like it came from that country. That definitely sounds like it came from Spain. You know, not to criticize too much, but the entry this year from Slovenia, you know, it doesn't sound at all like it came from Slovenia. It sounds like it came from America. It's very, very sappy. It's a sappy subject, but yeah, not my cup of tea. But this really is something else. So the Eurovision finals are coming up a week from Saturday. Very hard to watch in this country. I think there's a streaming service that offers it. I don't know which one. But the best way to see it is to see it through a European broadcaster. For that, you'll need a VPN, a way of fooling your internet provider into thinking you're coming from somewhere else, which allows you to watch the entire thing. And they don't have any commercials. No commercials whatsoever during the entire broadcast. It goes nonstop for, I think, at least 3 hours. And you get to see every country's entry. You get to see the drama of the voting. And you get to experience this sense of community from all around Europe. And for some reason, Israel and Australia as well are part of the competition. But it's a worldwide celebration of music and diversity and beauty. And, you know, we need more of that. So it's worth tracking down and figuring it all out.
There's some unusual aspects to a first-time viewer. You would perhaps mistake it at first glance for, like, a game show. As you alluded, the voting process, that alone is quite involved. It involves people calling in mm-hmm. or texting because it is a viewer's choice tabulation, and then that is calculated in an unusual way that itself takes a little bit of patience to understand. The other aspect of it is that it is an audience enjoying the performance, enjoying the acceptance of placing or the adulation of all of that, but also the artists themselves are seated as a part of the audience. So it's a mix of a stage with purely like fans and super fans, but also like an awards show where you have the talent themselves seated around the stage witnessing other performers. So I like that. That's an interesting mix where the performers are themselves kind of fans and audience members, just like all of us.
Oh, very much.
Both in the venue, but also around the world. And that's reflected, of course, as I said, in the tabulations coming in over wireless or telephone and stuff. So it's an enormous production. They also have some of the board members that are seated in kind of like a high, VIP box.
The guy in the suit.
Yeah,
comes
he always,
out, you know,
yeah.
Says it's an official vote or just basically he's very much into the rules.
Right. He's akin to like the accountant, the accounting firm that comes and brings the awards that have been like verified. And all of those things are traditions and things you will recognize if you've witnessed this before. But yeah, follow those instructions. Get past your content police. I mean, your ISP. And yeah, it's worth just trying on for a little bit. But as I said, it won't feel like a lot of the things you see stateside. So that alone, I think it's so different. A benefit.
No commercials whatsoever. Just a night of celebration. In fact, three nights, because if you watch the two semifinals, it's basically you get this three times. Well, you get half, then you get the second half, then you get the whole thing at the end. But this has been going on since the late 50s, by the way. And in fact, they're all on YouTube. If you can stand the commercials there, you can witness how music has changed, how the competition has changed. It's funny, too, because you were mentioning the tabulation, the voting. Back then, they would have everybody connect via phone lines. And sometimes there were some phone problems. So it's fascinating to watch and to hear how people communicate while speaking different languages and just the joy of the winner in the end and how things have changed over the years. And you may wonder, why is it in Switzerland? It's in Switzerland because last year, the winner was a singer named Nemo, did a song called The Code. We've played it on this show. And they were from Switzerland. So when the winner wins, basically the whole competition goes to their country the next year. So if you really want to make things confusing and awkward and different, vote for those countries that are kind of off the beaten path. You know, like I'm thinking Iceland would be a great choice. And I happen to like this song this year. It's called Róa. It basically was released, I think, earlier this year, in January of this year. It's got a little bit of drama, too, because they were accused of resembling another song by Israeli singers. A video was then posted on the online platform TikTok comparing the two songs. The two singers here denied the allegations. Board of directors sought advice from the Composers' Rights Society of Iceland to determine the similarity of the two songs. Basically, I think the EBU responded saying that the song in question did not exhibit sufficient substantive similarity to constitute plagiarism. So again, more drama, but let's not lose sight of the fact that there's a lot of music here, a lot of really interesting songs that are being spread throughout the world. And if this one wins from Iceland, then everybody goes to Iceland next year. And I guarantee they'll have fun. Let's listen to Róa. Okay, the song is called Róa, a song by Icelandic electronic music duo Vibe, and I'm probably pronouncing all of that wrong. I'll listen to the Israeli song, see how similar it sounds. But, you know, I've heard a lot of music with beats like that and that kind of marching sound, and it's a great video, too. So check it out if you have the chance, the Eurovision 2025 entry from Iceland. And again, if Iceland win, everybody goes to Iceland for 2026. And the competition takes place there. This year, as I mentioned, there are 37 countries being represented. Moldova is not in it this year. They were in it last year, but they dropped out due to economic reasons, and they say the quality of their national selection. I don't know what that means. And Montenegro is returning after being absent for 2 years, so there are 37 teams, 37 countries, 37 artists or bands represented this year, just like last year. So yeah, that was a fun little jaunt. The video was a couple of people in a rowboat or something off of the coast of Iceland.
Yeah, you can definitely tell this is Iceland. Some of the scenes there on a beach with black sand, which is quintessentially Icelandic. That's the volcanic rock that forms a lot of the beaches. And there near some of the glaciers, there's giant pieces of blue ice contrasting with the black. And in several of the shots, they have fishing or like maritime theme. They're in like a bar, a lot of like traditional looks of like locals that they're joined by in some of those like social venues and atmospheres that are, you know, home, I'm sure, to them. The other thing I noticed in the video that was kind of cool was they were carrying flags. I don't know if you already said this, but there is a scene where they're running across the beach with flags, one of which is Iceland, I believe. The other flag is Greenland, which is itself, a huge statement, given some of the things that have been coming out from the States about what Greenland should be or shouldn't be. And that, to me, is emblematic of some of the little things, the little bits of politics that come through.
It seeps through sometimes.
They do surface at this event. So if you're a keen observer, if you have an eye for detail, you will see some nods to that. You'll also see it during the presentation. There are costumes. Mm-hmm. People will wear symbols and just little gestures to show what they're about, to show their solidarity or what they're advocating for, perhaps outside of the music or maybe even through the songs if it has a particular meaning that they'd like or that they aim to convey. So, yeah, anyway, seeing the flag of Greenland was kind of something cheerful if you've been following what's been said about Greenland, to have people from another nation or a kindred nation, as they're both these sort of isolated lands that are known to be a bit cold. It's cool to see that kind of solidarity and appropriate.
Now, you talked about flags, and in fact, flags are a big deal. And there's all kinds of battles and changes that take place throughout these competitions. They're important. They matter. For instance, Swiss winner Nemo from last year, as we mentioned, claimed in a press conference after their win that the non-binary flag had been banned by the EBU from the venue, accusing the organizers of double standards regarding the alleged forcing of fans to dispose of their flags before entering the venue. The singer, who identifies as non-binary, was the first openly non-binary performer to win the contest, admitted to violating this by bringing a non-binary flag into the venue, which they displayed in the green room. Imagine that. The European Commissioner's Vice President, Margaritas Schinas, also claimed on May 13th that the flag of the European Union was among those not permitted. He later filed a formal complaint to the EBU after calling it a gift for the enemies of Europe, a month ahead of the 2024 European Parliament election. There are also reports of Dutch flags being confiscated at the final after the disqualification of the Dutch artist last year. That's a whole big thing. The EBU responded by stating that SVT's policy was to allow the flags of the participating countries and the rainbow flags, that there had not been an express ban on the EU flag in the written policy, and that due to heightened geopolitical tensions, the flag policy was more rigorously enforced by security at this year's or last year's event. It also stated that it would review the flag policy with the Swiss Broadcasting Corporation, which would host the 2025 contest following Nemo's win. So that's going to be interesting to watch, to see what takes place this year with flags and representation and all kinds of other things. Again, Euro 2025, it's a lot of fun once you get into it. I didn't know anything about it a few years ago, and I just decided to, study it a little bit, see the videos, learn some of the history, and boy, it's fun. It really is something. I advise you, track it down, look at the videos on YouTube, and share with us. Tell us what your favorite songs are. OTW at 2600.com, OTW for Off the Wall at 2600.com.
And you really, you'll become sort of in the know, and it's not something that a lot of people are really aware of. In fact, they may be aware of it, but they don't realize it, because a lot of these become, I guess, dance hits or anthems, or let's say chart fairly high on the radio, but often not here, because we have our own pop machine that that disseminates our garbage. And I think it's kind of cool to just know what is being played around Europe and blasting on radios and in clubs there versus the kind of stuff that we churn out.
Well, it's interesting because what you say is true. These are big hits in other parts of the world. But, you know, what I learned when I hang out at bars and they have those jukeboxes that you can program with your phone, they have access to a huge library. And many of these songs are in that library, so you can wind up playing it for an American crowd against their will and see what their reaction is. And many times people are like, what song is this? This is really catchy. Well, here's a song coming up from the tiny country of San Marino. If you don't know, San Marino is in the mountains of Italy. It has about 35,000 people. I think there are more people on the campus of Stony Brook than in this country, and yet somehow every year they have an entry in Eurovision. It's incredible. In this particular case, I think you'll realize that what they do is basically take advantage of the fact that they're surrounded by Italy, and they do songs that are very, very Italian. So let's listen to this. In fact, the title of this song is Tutta l'Italia. Couldn't really get any more Italian than that, but it's officially from San Marino. Let's listen to the entry this year from that tiny country.
Mamma, stasera non ritorno, ma sicuro finisco in qualche letto, poi dormo. Siamo tutti dei bravi ragazzi, a posto. Spaghetti, vino e Padre nostro, e la gioco da ride, va bene, ma lei sta a Parigi, i baci vietati nelle stradine nere, occhi tristi ma felici, quanti amici degli amici, e canti, ti sento tra le grida, le luci ci passano le dita, fa niente se non l'hai mai sentita. Ma questa roba ci salta. Tutta l'Italia, tutta l'Italia, tutta l'Italia. Tutta l'Italia, tutta l'Italia, tutta l'Italia. Lasciateci parlare con un bicchiere in mano. Domani poi ci pensiamo a dirci ti amo. E qui ci sente tutta l'Italia, tutta l'Italia, tutta l'Italia. La moda che fa degli stracci, cucina stellata di avanzi beato, santissimo craxi, e guante mo, nesine, ma i desideri sono degli altri, con le collanine d'oro, sulle cannocchiere, l'autobus lampeggianti, avanti popolo avanti, e canti, ti sento tra le grida, le luci ci passano le dita. Fa niente, baby, così è la vita. E con sta roba ci salta. Tutta l'Italia, tutta l'Italia, tutta l'Italia. Tutta l'Italia, tutta l'Italia, tutta l'Italia. Lasciateci parlare con un bicchiere in mano. Domani poi ci pensiamo a dirci ti amo. E qui ci sente tutta l'Italia, tutta l'Italia, tutta l'Italia. One, two, three, four.
I sit down. Wow, that is catchy. That is something. You know, you play this a few times, and it's in your head. You can't get it out. That was Tutta l'Italia, the entry for Eurovision 2025 from the tiny country of San Marino.
It's a lot better than the other things that could be in our head right now.
I know, right?
So I actually am I look forward to this time of year.
It's a welcome break. You know, we still have 10 days. We could do this again next week with the second half of songs that we listen to and watch. But these are our favorites for the first batch. We saw about maybe 15, 18 of the videos and songs. And some of them we can't stand, and some of them are really, really good. And these are the ones that we like. And this one coming up, Kyle, I think this one was written for you. it's from the country of, hold on, I'm trying to remember what country this is from. Estonia, that's where it is. I'm sorry, they don't make it clear. Yeah, Estonia, it's a song all about espresso macchiatos. And what more can you add to that?
Yes, I think a macchiato is something like, it's got a little bit of foam, but it's mostly espresso. I'm not sure. It's like half and half or something.
Well, the video is definitely worth watching on this one, but the song is fun to listen to as well.
Yes, so if you're a coffee fiend or a coffee snob, this is your jam.
And this is the second to last song we're going to be playing tonight. So tell us your favorites, otw@2600.com, and you can send us your favorites from all 37 that are currently online, YouTube, other places as well. Eurovision 2025. Let's listen to the Estonian entry.
Macchiato, macchiato, por favore, por favore. Espresso macchiato por neo. Bella, I'm Tommaso, addicted to tobacco. Me like me coffee, very importante. No time to talk, excuse me. My days are very busy, and I just own the skito ristorante. Life may give you lemons when dancing with the demons. No stress, no stress, no need to be depresso. Macchiato, 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 por favore, por favore. Espresso macchiato, por neo. Espresso macchiato. Me like to fly privati with 24 carati. Also mi casa very grandioso. Mi money numeroso. I work around the clock. That's why I'm sweating like a mafioso. Life is like spaghetti. It's hard until you make it. No stress, no stress. It's gonna be espresso. Espresso macchiato. Espresso macchiato. Espresso macchiato.
Hey. All right, that was Espresso Macchiato, the Estonian entry for Eurovision 2025, written by Tommy Cash, along with Johannes Nakarinen. Basically, they say that the idea for the song was born naturally. without the intention of writing it specifically to compete in Eurovision. A macaronic mixture of broken English, Spanglish, and the Broccolino dialect of American Italian. Not everybody likes this song, by the way. There's a lot of controversy about it. It features lyrics about spaghetti, mafia figures, other stereotypes associated with Italian culture, which has made it a subject of notable controversy in the Italian press. And basically, there have been calls to have it disqualified or to boycott it somehow. An ode to the Italian caricature, seasoned with a text that seems to have come out of a Google Translate on acid, is one description. So judge it as you will. I thought it was fun, but, you know, I could see how some people might be offended. All right, we have one more song, and this is my favorite song, because it has extra meaning. And by that I mean the lyrics to this song, from Ireland, by the way, makes it sound like they're just singing about a party, you know, because the refrain is like a party. But it's not about that. It's about a dog named Laika. You may remember this dog, a Soviet space dog, one of the first animals in space, the first to orbit the Earth. A stray mongrel from the streets of Moscow, she flew aboard the Sputnik 2 spacecraft, launched into low orbit on November 3rd, 1957. Laika was never expected to survive. In fact, she died of hypothermia hours into the flight on the craft's fourth orbit. And the song from Ireland is a tribute to her. It's actually a song by a Norwegian singer and songwriter. It's about the Soviet dog who in 1957 became the first mammal in space. I mean, imagine a song written about that. The idea for the lyrics came after accidentally discovering the tragic story, prompting the writer to imagine an alternative fate in which the animal, instead of dying, experiences an endless party in space. It's such a touching and wildly unique thing to write a song about. So the song is called Laika Party, but it's not like a party. It's L-A-I-K-A, Laika Party, a party for Laika.
Don't ruin it. Let people experience.
Well, I'm not going to be back after this. This is our closing song, so I'd have to make sure, you know, we explain that part.
Okay, you're forgiven. Let's go.
Well, we also have about 45 seconds to kill. This has been a special program concerning Eurovision 2025. Not the usual off-the-wall fare, and it feels good to do something different every now and then. And I'm sure our listeners will agree to that. We've been playing some of our favorites, entries for Eurovision 2025. The final takes place Saturday, the 17th of May. Listen to Meanwhile in Europe, which is on alternate Saturdays from 6 to 8 p.m., hosted by our own Emma Backfish. If you really want to learn about Eurovision, its history, its nuances and things like that, much more serious than what we are doing tonight, and much more educational and very inspirational. So until next week, write to us, otw@2600.com. For Off the Wall, this is Emmanuel.
Bye, everybody.
And that's Kyle saying that.
Bye.
And here's the Irish entry.
So long.
Like a party.
Later.
You are listening to WSB Stony Brook 90.1 FM and W297 BM Stony Brook 107.3 FM. I am Benjamin Stevens. I will be your DJ for the hour. I'm just going to be playing some classic punk, be mixing in some newer stuff to keep it fresh. Starting off will be the Runaways with their song Cherry Bomb.